Hey, you guys, welcome to Talk
Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong. Make you wanna holler and shout and throw your hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. And you think that things can't get much worse in a second. Oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on. Whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. I'll take it one day at a time. God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. Stand in your way.
They're always saying,
always saying what you cannot do. Don't stop chasing your dreams and working hard to make them come true. Oh. And if it ever gets too tough, just remember. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. The road ain't long. Keep on keeping on. Keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. I'll give you one better time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside.
Dawson Show, and actually tonight we're going to do something totally different. Brian, you there?
I'm here, Rodney.
All right, thank you. And so, listen, tonight we're going to do something a little different, you know, since politically Brian's always wrong, I'm always right. I mean, you know, let's face it. No, I'm just kidding. This will actually be something a little different for everybody because for the last, this will be my 10th year doing it. Long time ago. I live in a shed every Christmas, and I know Brian's got tons of comments. You've been thinking of this all day. at Arden Fair Mall in Sacramento, and what we do is part of Yellow Ribbon America to raise toys and donations for the families of our deployed and in-need military men and women and their families. Because as far as we're concerned, the families of the deployed are also deployed. But tonight we actually have a very good lineup talking about this year's Operation Christmas for our troops and their families. But we want to start it off tonight. I got a young lady I went to high school with, Tina Chavis. her daughter, Morgan, is the most amazing singer, and I've asked her to start her show off this evening. Morgan, you're up.
All right. Thank you, Rodney. This will be God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Wow. Thank you, Morgan. You are
Thank you. Absolutely amazing.
I really appreciate you doing that for us tonight.
Good way to start the show.
Thank you. And with that, we start off with a little detailed information here. I was talking to you, Brian, earlier tonight, you know, telling the story. It was 2003, I went to a veterans organization in Sacramento called the California Republican Veterans of America, and they were having a meeting, and I was trying to talk them into getting involved in politics, and they were talking about supporting our troops, and at the time, my best friend, Ray Fuentes, from the National Guard, had just got deployed to Kuwait for the second time, and when they get deployed, you'll lose your regular job if you're reserved. So this interested me, and they were talking about, you know, they were trying to collect toys or they were trying to collect donations and do something for the troops. And one of the guys started saying that last year and the year before that, they didn't get a lot of volunteers, they didn't get a lot of help, and they were kind of, you know, how do we put together a drive? And I, without even thinking, kind of raised my hand. I said, you know, you guys need to separate yourself from all the other drives, even the Toys for Tots. It's a Marine Corps recruiting drive where the toys go to underprivileged kids. That's the majority of drives in America. Nobody ever came out and said, we should take care of the families of our deployed soldiers. And I said, you separate yourself from the rest of the toy drives, that it's military. And you could do something like the radio guys do, because I used to work at FM 102 with Marcus Allen. I said, like the Santa's 12 Days of Christmas doing some stunt. And this guy looks at me and goes, so you'll live in a shed for 12 straight days? And I went, oops. Next thing I know, I got Brett Daniels, who at the time was the mayor of Citrus Heights, goes, we'll get the city involved, and you can do it at Sunrise Mall. And I went, okay. And so we started doing this drive, and our very first year, it was Travis Air Force Base and the National Guard unit in Sacramento, where Ray Fuentes was from. And then 2005, I actually was sneaking into the Democrat State Convention in Sacramento and met Brad White from Yellow Ribbon America, and he was telling me about his supporting the troops and local communities helping local people, and where it's, you know, statewide, nationwide. And I said, I have an idea for you. And so I moved my group over to Yellow Ribbon America and over to Arden Fair Mall, and sponsored by the state legislature. And I think we have Brad online too, I think. Brad?
Hey, Rodney, how you doing? I'm here.
Pretty good. Brad White, our National Director for Yellow Ribbon America. How's it going?
I am doing quite well. I'm feeling very Christmassy. I'm having a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, you know, let me preface this for everybody listening. I get to live in a shed for 12 straight days, and your first thought is I'm cold and freezing. Brad doesn't live in a shed. He runs all over Southern California with hundreds of locations where you've got people coordinating drop-off barrels and stuff like that. How many are you at this year, Brad?
You know, it's hard to line up, but as we speak, we probably have about, I'd say, a little under 100, but more will come online as it goes. It kind of has a snowball effect. when they normally kick it off at the state capitol, and this year we'll be kicking off in, at the Arden Mall with you, there's going to be a lot of the different folks from the different legislative offices that are going to kick out press releases and encouraging people in their districts to support their local military, which California has about 223 military installations throughout California because, you know, our state's so large, we have more people that join the military, more people that serve. So basically that could jump probably to about 1,000, 1,500. It's hard to keep track because the more things you do, like what you're doing right now on radio, you know, we're not, you know, one of these types of things that has to be really strict or stringent. If somebody says, hey, you know what, I want to do that too, that's not a problem. You know, we let folks, you know, sign up, and it's one of those things that is kind of a grassroots where we all become the effort.
And that's what, when I first talked to you, that was one of the things I thought was so original was with Yellow Ribbon America, it's local communities helping local communities. What I do up here up north benefits military families up north. You're doing stuff down south. We've done stuff in other states, but it benefits local communities. Everybody can get involved because you know somebody who's in the military. It's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we, yeah. And, you know, and we've done doing everything else, I mean, year-round, but more than just the toy drive. I mean,
well, and what's unique, Rodney, and you've been a part of it, is that it's not unlike the Vietnam War where, you know, was, you know, our country was very divided and the war was front-page news, and all people did was argue about the war and argue about whose fault it was or all those things. Nobody said to support our military, support our families, regardless of politics. And, you know, with us in California, we have a great example of the Democrats, Republicans, Independents. It doesn't matter who you are. You're an American first. And you couldn't tell at the press conference who's Republican, who's a Democrat, who's conservative, who's this or that, because as Americans, we're coming together to say, let's take care of our military, let's take care of our military families, but most importantly, you know, as a community in whole, let's take care of people in our own backyard. And that's what makes a difference, that, you know, when people hear that, they gravitate towards that. You know, our country's been at war now with the longest war that's been in U.S. history, but people still want to step up and help. And I think that's why you keep getting cold, and that's why I keep living in my car during Christmas time, because basically, you know, as long as folks want to keep doing that, we all do our part, we can make sure everybody's okay. And that's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, logos or who gets credit or any of that other kind of stuff that sometimes happens in things in life. It's about putting them first. And it is truly a more of a blessing to give than to receive. And, you know, it's one of those things every year I can't believe that you keep doing that. And at the same time, all these folks always step up. And what's funny is a lot of the military that benefit are the ones that volunteer. Or people that hear about it, like, you know, we were just talking earlier, you know, 2 years ago, that somebody from out there in your community who was married to a 101st Airborne soldier heard about the drive and you being in the shed, and basically they reached out, and then, you know, the United States Coast Guard out of Sacramento, what did they do, Rodney, remember?
Well, oh, yeah, she, she'll be, I got her coming on here soon.
I'll save that, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I can tell the story now. She'll be on a little bit, but, you know, calls me 2 days before the end of our 12 days in the shed, and they got a whole group coming home to Kentucky, and her husband's deployed and has been for, like, 2 years, and can we get toys? We're not a lot of money, and we want to have a nice Christmas, and I'm, like, thinking, there's no way I can get toys to Kentucky, and this kid from the Coast Guard is picking up toys for his unit, and he goes, what do you need in Kentucky? We're about to fly out tomorrow, and we can make a stop for you. And I went, two pallets of toys to Kentucky? He goes, okay, we'll handle it. Let me make a call. And I'm like, whoa, you know? But, yeah, it's just amazing with the number of people that step up. You know, the year, what was it, 5 years ago? Four years ago. Middle of the night while I was sleeping, somebody came in and stole my generator. And the next morning I wake up, I'm on the phone with you. We're looking at shutting down the entire drive because will I be safe sleeping in a parking lot? You know, Dean Broussard from DWB Security steps up and provides me security every night while I'm in the shed now. We've made some phone calls and other people made phone calls. All of a sudden the media is all over the place. I was on the news nonstop and keep the drive alive kind of thing. And next thing I know, you got Maria Schreiber pulling some strings. We got a truckload of 500 Barbie dolls.
Yep.
I got one picture where I pretty much think everybody who owned a generator in all of Sacramento County brought me a generator. We had like 14 of them at the shed. I mean, it was absolutely amazing with just the community stepping up to keep this drive alive, you know. And you're right, when Brian and I just, our last show, which we took a two-week hiatus for holiday, but we were just discussing the last show 2 weeks ago about partisanship. And yet with this drive, and Brian, you'll love this, Brad and I have had my kickoff for the shed, the head of the Democrat and Republican Party, and Daryl Steinberg, Bob Mulholland. Every year we have a Democrat and Republican legislature. We will again this year. You know, it's just amazing. Everybody comes together. This is not partisan or politics. This is about the troops, and it's different.
Great. I think it's fantastic, Rodney. I mean, there are so few things that we have that unite us. You know, no matter our creed or politics or whatever, there's so few things that can bring us together, and it's so great to see people come together on this incredibly important issue. So I think it's great.
Well, thank you. It's something I love doing, and actually proud to announce that this year, for the previous 9 years, I was a Navy veteran doing this toy drive with Brad. This year I will be a Marine father doing this toy drive with Brad.
Semper Fidel. Always faithful.
Thank you. Yep. So, yeah, you know, and see, it's important too, Brad, because you were talking about the Vietnam War. My whole family, my son makes fourth generation. My great-grandfather was Marines, grandfather Navy, grandfather Navy, dad Marine, I was Navy, my son's Marine. So fourth generation, you know, so... And I believe, actually, for a lot of people, they wonder, you know, how do we pull this off? I'm living in a shed. Brad's driving all over Southern California. The military has created an entire group that is basically family coordinators. Everybody who gets deployed, you've got a point person for each unit. And this amazing people that give of their time while their spouses are deployed and even after they return. And some of the greatest people I've met, when it first started off, it was Gail Grinnis and Chief Grinnis. Now we have some amazing people, and I believe we have Cindy Amon Brown on the phone. Miss Brown? Is she there?
I don't think she's there.
Or
always
possibly we have
silence.
Yeah, or we have
who do
AJ.
We have? Announce yourself.
This is Tabitha.
JJ, California National Guard 40th Infantry Division, Operations Company, Family Readiness Lead Coordinator. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How's everybody else?
Good. And I want to add unpaid volunteer. So tell us, you know, explain, you know, like while I'm living in the shed, how these toys get in the hands of our military families and what you guys do.
Well, it is truly the generosity of businesses and community partners and people like you that help make events that we put together a success, especially because we cannot go in as a nonprofit, but everything that we do needs to be funded or somehow supported by some other organization. We assist the Guard families, and most of us are volunteer family members or friends, and we do all we can do to support the service members when they're separated from their loved ones due to their military obligations, even if they're, you know, just doing an M-Day service, which would be like their weekend service or their annual training. We get together, and we, throughout the year, we host different events that bring families and community together for fun, to help show appreciation for their daily sacrifices. And a lot of our soldiers are returning home, you know, with no jobs to come home to. A lot of the soldiers are in situations where they have a ton of military training and experience, and they find it really hard to find employment. So we try to keep them together and help make their holidays a little bit less stressful. And Rodney, oh my gosh, you've totally pulled through for us on several occasions, even, you know, beyond our holiday parties. And I mean, we truly
well,
appreciate what you do for us. And, you know, even
well,
a group of us are like getting together now.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's not me pulling through. You know, it's like we had the welcome home party for the group this summer, and all I do is post it on Facebook. I got 2,800 people there, and we ended up with Dan Mishley and everybody else coming down to volunteer. And I mean, I had Robert Morey from San Diego and numerous people calling me. We raised how much money to, you know, pay for the event. So we had food and a little party for everybody coming home, and, you know, that was amazing. All I do is I post on Facebook, and people get involved. That's the name of the game.
Yeah,
so.
And less than 1% of the nation is military, and a lot of people don't realize the community, the armories and stuff that are actually in their communities, and they don't realize how they can help out and help us pull off these events. I mean, how seriously you're making that pull through for us. I mean, we have our
yeah.
event planned for December 8th this year, and we, you know, military, we get our last minute notices, and we don't get funding. And I, you know, I've been able to come to you and ask you for help, and you've been able to put out to your resources, and you know, we really appreciate it. A lot of us that are doing the volunteer work are now even looking towards maybe pulling in people to help, you know, get you trucked through those days that you're sitting there in a shed for 12 days, because we know you can need that. You need the help.
Yeah, well, because I'm there 24/7 for 12 days straight, and we need volunteers to help collect toys. Plus, we have two locations. And for those of you listening online or on the show and on the phone, It's Arden Fair Mall parking lot in Sacramento. It's called Market Square at Arden Fair. There's a Best Buy and a Cheesecake Factory. And then there, right there, you'll see three Tough Sheds, sponsored by Tough Shed in Sacramento with John, and who's helped me every single year. And one shed's for toys, one is kind of operations, and one of them I'm sleeping in 24/7. But we also have the inside location, and that's where the majority of our cash check or credit card donations come from, because we rely on that too for helping you guys with your parties, but also for bringing these troops home or for them being sent off. But more importantly, we get these lists. You know, you've got your group, boy or girl, what's their age group? And then I'm looking in the shed, and it's like, okay, we got nothing for 12-year-old girls. We have to go get something to help you guys out. So that's what the money comes in important, the donations, but we have to have that inside table manned and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's an operation.
Rodney,
so,
speaking of money, where can the people send the money to, and who do they address checks to? I think that'd be a good thing to get out there.
Brad.
YellowRibbonAmerica.com or .org. And you can make checks out to Yellow Ribbon America, and then you can put in your memo for Operation Christmas for our troops and families. The military, most of the military, not all, celebrate their unit Christmas parties the first 2 weeks of December and also going into third week. But then also there are certain military members that have special needs, and like what was shared with us before, some of them are coming home and they don't have jobs. So sometimes having a Walmart gift card where you can get everything from diapers to food to, you know, household utensils. And then also, you know, you can do Visa gift cards. You know, all those things help. And what we try to do is, you know, whatever comes in goes out during the holiday season for that. And like what Rodney was saying, people don't realize teenagers, you know, they're just as important as little kids that get nice, you know, Hot Wheels and Barbies and everything else. So they can't really get a Barbie per se, but you know, you can get them iTunes cards. Sometimes that we don't get enough of the gift cards, so we use that to buy more gift cards. And then also single military, we try to provide for them. And we also get them toys if they have younger brothers and sisters or they go to family Christmas parties and they don't want to be empty-handed. So anything to save our troops and their families, any out-of-pocket expenses, we try to do it in a number of different ways. But, yeah, Yellow Ribbon America and you would reference Christmas Drive, and then also you could visit the website, which now has snow, Rodney, if you look at it.
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's yellowribbonamerica.org, and, you know, you could direct it towards supporting troops in your area or, you know, Northern California or Southern California, and we have points of contact, Reserve Guard components in active duty, and what we try to do is, you know, get as many gift cards as possible, but financial donations help too.
Yeah, you know, and actually this is a good time to bring it up, too, because JJ mentioned earlier, because they're part of the Guard, they can't go out and ask you for money. They can't go to a restaurant and go, can you donate food? They can't do any of that. And with Yellow Ribbon America, this is, I mean, Brad and I, we do this. We don't have a marketing director or a grant writer. We don't have none of it. Neither you nor I take any money from this. Every dime we raise goes to the families of our military, and it makes it difficult on one side because we don't have TV commercials or web, you know, fantastic huge websites and email campaigns and stuff like that. But, you know, anything you can donate is going to benefit the families. I mean, Brad, last year you did a Christmas party for the troops at a great location in Southern California. What was it?
Knott's Berry Farm, who actually lets the military in for free, unlike other theme parks. A lot of these parks, whether it's SeaWorld or Knott's, they're very supportive of the military. So we decided to give them back our business, and they gave us a good rate, and we basically have unique Christmas parties inside the park. And they had an old-fashioned Christmas. They have lovely dinner halls there. It's a for people that are not familiar with Knott's Berry Farm, it kind of has a country-type theme park with roller coasters. So they were able to have a country Christmas with their families. Many, many military members miss Christmases and graduations, the birth of their first child. And whether they're training or whether they're in Kosovo, whether they're in Iraq or Afghanistan or in a Korea or any other part of the globe or the country, so we wanted a moment for them to reconnect and not worry about money. And so they had toys and gift cards, and we were even able to get opportunity drawing items because military doesn't do raffles. And, yes, they don't solicit, but also what's unique about Yellow Ribbon America is if there's units out there that are in your area, you don't necessarily have to donate to us. The family readiness groups a lot of times have their individual funds that you can donate straight to the units. Our goal is for you to meet your local military and support them year-round. You don't need to go through us again. So, yes, we got them at Knott's, but most importantly, all this is designed to do is introduce the community to their local military to support them year-round. You don't need to do it through Yellow Ribbon America, but, you know, if it helps for us to promote it and for people to know how to support their local troops. And all our wonderful FRG folks, family readiness group, family members and people that are out there to assist and, you know, the all the education that's needed in pre-deployment and returning home, they're also great folks that you can work with throughout the year to support their family, you know, their family days and other great events that keep our military families and units strong. So, you know, our Christmas drive is designed to point people to their local military. The best way to help people is help people in your own backyard, and that's all we're trying to do. Very simple.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And also for our listeners, by the way, it's almost 8:30. Tonight's going to be a shortened show. We're going to run until 8:45, but the Internet will drop you, so you have to actually use the dial-in phone number to stay on the phone, which, you know, I think we got 60 seconds left, but I like to point out that with what Brad was talking about, you know, you can call us, check out the website, donate online, come to the shed if you're in Sacramento region. We can take credit cards over the phone, you know, and help us out so we can help out the military. But, you know, Brad, you made a good point. We're basically, we're middle people, you know. JJ talks about helping her with her group and what she has going on, and I'm Facebooking, getting people involved. I remember, Brad, the year we had Beale Air Force Base called me and needed toys for their unit, and they were way up there and didn't know if they could get a truck down here, and Assemblyman Dan Logue had his chief of staff call me from the Capitol, and they went, how many do you need? And I think it was like 300 or 400 toys. They went, don't worry about it. They personally got the list, went shopping, bought everything, and took the toys to Beale, you know, with a bunch of people.
And that's amazing. And what's funny is most of the things we do down here is we basically connect the military to the local legislators. That one year that San Bernardino County collected 71,000 items for the Marines out at 29 Palms and the soldiers and the Guard members, a lot of times things don't even come to us. We connect the units to the local community legislator, the cities that participate, and they collect it directly. And that's all we're trying to do is just be a point of contact for America to support the local military. It's one team, one fight on the battlefield, and it should be that way at home. And that's all we're trying to say. There's a lot of good things in our own backyard, and you don't need to look far. And there's a lot of good efforts that are out there. Support your local military support effort. These people may not be on TV, but they've been doing great things for a long time. And so, you know, that's all we're trying to do is just be another, you know, person out there that's trying to work together to help the most important people in our lives, those that give us our freedom every day.
And also, do we have Cindy on the line yet? Okay, well, we're waiting for Cindy. I think I want to tell two stories, Brad. You'll love this. You know, I think it was this year with JJ, with the group that came home, and we did the party this summer. You know, I live in the shed every Christmas, and I work with the group and do this stuff. This year was the first time after 9 years I've actually attended an event, because I'm doing other things, helping the next group, Yeah, this is the first time. So even I'm not there. You know, that's why we rely on the local communities. I'm not even there, you know, at the events. But, you know, the year, Brad, that Travis Air Force Base, 2007, Brad and I both were working on this one, and Travis Air Force Base had a huge, we're talking 2,000 soldiers coming home, and they didn't have anything going on, and we get a call that they need toys for the families, and it was 5,000-plus toys, and we were kind of going hectic at first, and we were on the radio with Mark Williams on KFBK, Eric Hogue on KTKZ in Sacramento, Channel 10, Channel 3, all over the place. We ended up collecting, I think I collected 5,000-plus toys within 3 days. They sent a truck up here from Travis, took it down there, and we didn't even have time to separate it out. It was just throw in the truck, here's your toys. And I didn't get to go to it, but I got to see pictures of it. Essentially, our guy Rick, Santa Rick, played Santa Claus down there, and essentially they had Santa do the Christmas party, give toys to the kids who know their parent is deployed. And at the very end, this kills me every time I tell the story. At the very end, Santa Claus goes, excuse me, kids, I forgot one more thing I forgot to give you for Christmas. And they rolled the door up to 2,000 soldiers coming home.
Oh.
So, fantastic. You know.
That would break my heart, too.
So.
Yeah. Well, amazing.
And we've got Kentucky on the phone here, Tabitha.
Hello.
Tabitha, hello. Brad, I'd like you to meet Tabitha, our young lady from the Kentucky military base 2 years ago.
101st Screaming Eagles, 101st Airborne. That's out there in Screaming Eagle country, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your husband's service and your family service.
You're welcome.
You know, And Tabitha was the one I was telling you about earlier. You know, she called me 2 days before the end of our drive, and they had, I mean, people coming home and wanted to see if we could help them. And that was the one where, you know, I'm like thinking, there's no way I'm getting toys to Kentucky in 2 days. And the Coast Guard kid goes, what do you need? And I went, Tabitha, hold on a second.
They basically provided
a plane. But, you know, Tabitha, you can tell. I mean, once the plane arrived, you guys had the commander of the base and everybody else unloading toys, you know. What was it like?
Yes, a lot of toys. And our SRG leader, she couldn't get anybody to help, any of our soldiers. We have probably 25 to 30 soldiers that couldn't provide Christmas for their children. And I know I was friends with a lot of the military wise at the time because I was involved with the FRG group, and there was a lot of wives just crying, you know, about not being able to provide Christmas for their children. And I called out here because I was involved in the military group out here before I left. And she connected me with Rodney, and he did. He provided Christmas for all the soldiers that couldn't afford to buy toys for their children. And everybody was so happy. We had sergeants in there getting toys for their kids. I mean, there's just not enough to spread around. Fort Campbell is such a large base, and there's so many struggling soldiers out there that there's just not enough to go around.
This is Brad speaking, and I just want to say, to me, I mean, it's not always easy doing these things. I mean, I just feel I'm like a little small part of what's supposed to happen. I'm a person of faith, not everyone is. So I believe God does things for a reason and brings all of us together. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that have served with the 101st Airborne, you know, active duty, not just attached. And just to see that you, you know, I assume the picture standing next to the Coast Guard, you know, transport plane with getting all the toys, that's you, right?
In the white coat, yeah.
I swear to God, it was like the moment I needed to have something like that remind me. It was almost like out of one of those, I was telling Rodney, a Hallmark Christmas movie. Because it's such an off thing that there's this connection out there in Fort Campbell to Sacramento to Rodney being at a shed for us doing this Christmas drive. And people would think, you know, down here, everyone always thinks about, you know, a big, you know, military base down here would be Camp Pendleton. Well, you know, Fort Campbell is such a large military base, they must have tons of FRG support. I think sometimes people don't realize that in a large base, people get lost. Not everybody has a relationship with somebody. And just to know that, you know, that, you know, you guys were able to have that happen and get to people that really, you know, shouldn't be needing anything. You know what I mean? Especially the 101st next to the 10th Mountain Division and others. They've been in Iraq and Afghanistan since the beginning, and they've had multiple combat, you know, combat tours. And, you know, for me personally, it was just good to see something like that happen, you know, for great soldiers and great families. And, you know, it keeps us going on our end because we can't fight on the battlefield. You know what I mean? We're just regular people out here just trying to say, hey, there's all kinds of good things to do and things, to ways to support the military. But for us, we've always thought at the family side or at home when people get home, you know what I mean? And we just feel that, you know, if we can get enough folks to do those things of just taking care of people at that level, we're doing our little small part. But it was great to see you guys, that to happen. It made my Christmas that year, and it's still to this day, I think it's one of the best things that, you know, makes me feel good to know that that happened, and we want more of that to happen all the time.
Rodney, I think one of the things that gets lost in the shuffle is, you know, we do a great job of talking about the sacrifice of our men and women in the armed services, and I think sometimes we forget the huge sacrifice by the husbands and wives and the children of our armed soldiers, you know, being without their father, being without their mother. It's just all around. I mean, it is such an amazing thing when I sit here and think about it, what these men and women, what these children do for all of us and what they give up and what they miss. And it's just, it sometimes leaves me speechless. It's amazing. And thank you guys all so much.
Well, and,
yeah,
you know,
I'd like
this whole thing, like with Tabitha, you know, I'm glad that she lives back home here now in Placerville. We're in the same city, and, you know, the way we connected was completely off the wall. So we didn't really know each other in high school or grade school or anything, and it's just a small world. And with her living back here, now she has a coffee shop in South Sacramento, and, you know, but I will tell you, Brad talked about earlier, you know, it's people like Tabitha and the Travis Air Force Base story that Brad and I, this by about day six, Brad will verify, I'm usually on about the edge of my last rope dealing with coordination and everything, and I get about 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night and not nearly enough Starbucks, but Brad's running all over Southern California,
hey,
living in
his car.
Don't
be promoting Starbucks this
year,
Rodney.
I was just
going to
say that.
Uptown coffee.
I will be providing all of Rodney's coffee this year.
I'll be getting Java Express from South Sacramento.
There
you
go.
Know, but,
Java
Express. But
remember
but
that
it's
Java
like,
Express, proud military family owned.
Exactly. But, you know, we get to about the edge of our rope coordinates thing, and Brad, how many years have I said this was my last year?
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Well, but the thing is, and if Rodney doesn't mind me saying this, I think we all encourage each other. And we're just, if it wasn't for people out there, they're the ones that keep all of this going. We just take the hint. But I'll tell you, it's like he says it's his last year, and it's because, you know, people still, you know, generators are all, you know, you got wind and rain, and then on our end, we got all kinds of things. And we have, you know, a lot of folks that always say, I'm going to volunteer, and then they don't show up. You know, and then you're filling in the blanks. But you know what? Everything always works out. And, you know, this year I thought it could have been the last year. But all of a sudden I get a text from Rodney because, I'm afraid to ask. I mean, who could give up that much time and go through the elements and do all that stuff? But every year there's miracles that happen that keep us saying, you know what, we're supposed to be doing this for all those that can't speak for themselves. You know what I mean? They either military rigged or they're just too frustrated because they've done too many deployments. And you know, all those things are the ones that, you know, tell me that, you know what, I'll do it. You know what I mean? I don't mind that. And it's not just me. There's a ton of people down here that, you know, they don't care about getting credit or anything else. And it's the same thing for a lot of other people that do other things, like the USO does stuff. You got other people like Operation Gratitude, the care package. There's so many people that still care about our military after all this time, and God bless them, and God bless all the people that support them. You know, that's what keeps everything going is the average American that does this. And even the people that aren't even American, you know, from other countries that support the troops.
Rodney, I just had an idea. You're there for 12
uh-huh.
days, right?
Yep.
Okay. If you got a cop for me, I'll come up there, we'll do the show, and I'll spend the night with you to help you out.
You guys heard it live. I'm going to hold it
to
it.
I did.
I'm saying it live. You're not that
okay.
far. I got family up there, so I'll come up there. We'll do the show, and I'll give you, you know, 24 hours, and maybe give you a little break. I'll take your turn at the wheel.
Well, thank you. I don't ever leave, but I do have a separate shed for you. You got to sleep in your own shed, but you know.
That's fine. I didn't want to sleep in. I heard you have a gas problem, so I didn't want to sleep in your shed anyway.
So that was a propane issue, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, you know, actually, Brian, I do got to tell you, when you stay, we are spoiled rotten. Cheesecake Factory absolutely loves us, and they actually feed us and the volunteers for free.
You kind of had me when you said cheesecake and Best Buy. So I was just like,
yep.
I killed two birds with one stone. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, I think I definitely. You let me know. We'll plan it for the Monday while you're up there. I'll come up. I'll spend the night, help you out, and, you know, we'll get this ball rolling.
Thank you. And then real quick, because we got 3 minutes left, I want to cover a few things. December 11th, we kick off the Shed event at 11 a.m. Brad White is actually coming up from Southern California for our 10th year. First time I get to have Brad at our grand opening of the Shed. It's at Arden Fair Mall Market Square, next to Cheesecake Factory in the parking lot. It's 24/7 for 12 days straight. YellowRibbonAmerica.com or .org is where you can go for information. Also on Facebook is Yellow Ribbon America. We need your help. We need volunteers. We need help spreading the word. The flyer is there. I'll be posting information daily. We'll be broadcasting the show live from the Shed with Brian. And furthermore, you know, come on down. It's amazing being part of this, and I look forward to it. Any more information
before
you
we,
need? Go ahead.
Before we go, I promised my daughter I'd do this. Tomorrow is her 6th birthday, and I just want to say
birthday.
Happy birthday, Ava. And
aww.
I've done what I said I would do. I'm aww. A man of my word.
Happy birthday.
And, happy birthday, Ava. Saturday the 14th, my first weekend in the Shed. The Love-Hate Car Club is holding a car show, and you have to actually donate $10 or bring a toy to be in the car show. Last year they raised us almost $900 in one day and probably about 300 toys doing their car show. They're doing it again this year on September 14th, pretty much from early morning. I think 8 a.m. They're on Facebook also. I'll be posting information on their group. But better yet, we're working on getting TV because Saturday the 14th,